Okay, I'm just going to stop that there and say, I don't think you've only done that song justice. That's actually pretty brilliant. I love it. And I think I'm going to speak into Elaine here.
Hello.
Yeah, one of three. I know Chrissy has a mic with her on that side. We've got like a whole slew of people here in the studio. Welcome to Kindred Spirit. If you'd like to hand the mic around and say, introduce yourselves, guys. And this is the incredible Elaine.
And he wears silly hats as well.
Oh, like the guy from Black Mills Night. Do you remember him? Yeah, you have to, don't you?
Tonight I'm sporting a pirate suit with pure authentic parrot on my shoulder.
It's a very beautiful parrot, David.
So you're wearing a jester suit made out of lycra.
Yes, I made it myself.
Yeah.
It's a bit tight here and there, but I guess like this, you can tell people too much, can't you?
Yeah. I think you just have. welcome to Elaine.
Yeah, I've got my bikini on tonight. It was a bit of a mistake with the weather.
So, Steve,
I can't wait for this.
Steve, do you want to tell everyone what you're wearing?
No, do I have to? Do I have to?
Yeah.
I'll tell them what you're wearing.
Go on then, tell them what
She's
I'm wearing.
She's got her 7 of 9 outfit on at the moment. Star
yes.
Trek Voyager.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm getting completely distracted here. I've just gone for the, just jeans and t-shirt. I don't wear much at all, really.
No.
No shoes, though.
No shoes.
I like to have my
barefoot.
It was, yeah. This is like one of those pervy chat rooms, isn't it?
Hello, darling, what are you wearing?
Steve.
I'm wearing a suit of armour and flippers.
Steve, to be honest, this isn't much different than what our chat room's been like over the last few nights.
Last night. That could have got X-rated, I tell you. That was unbelievable. It was awful. It was. I had to go in the other room, but it's too embarrassing for me.
Yeah, yeah. I was blushing.
You blushing? Oh, she is as well.
I'm hot. No, it's warm in here. My suit is very warm.
Is this what it's going to be like then, guys?
So
I do, yeah.
We should describe this remarkable image, actually. I'll start and somebody must take over because I'll probably ramble. But the centrepiece, the band are arranged around a tree.
I thought you said they were arranged around you.
No. Well, that's what I think. But
and
I
he's on his
ever
knees,
say
isn't
it.
He?
Yeah. I'm on my. Yeah. Am I on my knees, or have I just been cunningly re?
Either that, or Elaine's just chopped your knees off or your legs.
Well, who could blame her? And there's bows and flutes arranged at rakish angles.
See where Annie's got her flute.
Yeah, that's an interesting effect there.
Yeah.
That was accidental.
And that was.
We're dappled by the shade of the tree.
Look at
as
that.
Well.
Yeah.
So I mean. So this is wonderful radio material. We're describing our promotional materials. Anyway, I've stopped now.
Thank God
oh, yeah. We can.
We're just letting him rab it. I don't mind. You know.
Yeah. No, I don't mind either.
Because we've got less work to do. So is this something you're at Cranley Arts Centre? That's Guildford, isn't it?
It's near Guildford. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've
never been there.
Yeah, I think it's a bit south of Guildford. Yeah.
And let's just talk about the gig for a moment. And support with Andrew Prince as well on Chapman Stick.
Yes, fabulous. Have you seen a Chapman Stick?
No, you can tell me all about it now.
Well, it's sort of vaguely guitar-like, but I'll tell you what his Chapman Stick's like.
It sounds great, doesn't it?
It does. And
if you could
see the hand movements that are going on in this room.
Spell, that'd be a good track, wouldn't it? Yeah. Go on, carry on, Elaine. Because it's getting warm in here.
It's getting very warm in here. We're getting quite flushed.
Frying it eggs on Elaine's face.
It's long and thin. It's long and thin.
He runs his fingers along it. And,
It's got lots of strings. It's amazing though, because I don't know how many strings it's got, but it's like a bass guitar and a guitar as well. And you play it with by sort of hammering on your fingers. Mm. You know, you don't actually pick or strum. You just sort of
it's
plays
almost like it's a piano,
with both hands as well.
It's a string. You can accompany yourself playing the guitar.
Yes, there's
don't you have to have some amazing coordination for that? Surely.
I guess so. He is a bass player as well. I think he used to play with. I should have checked this up really before we came, but it was some quite famous band in the past, Sham 69 or something.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard of them. Yeah. Aren't they like in that area as well? That Middlesex Surrey band.
That sounds great.
I have no idea.
Kind of ex-punk guy who just started adding more strings, literally, to his instrument, and now he's an orchestra. So I wonder where he'll end up. He'll just become several people, won't he? Playing.
How about at the Cranley Arts Centre?
Yeah,
it looks like a lovely place. I mean, I haven't actually been there, but the pictures of it look. Good.
I've seen pictures on the website of where you're going to be performing.
The inside and the outside, it does look very nice.
And
it's a bit like where they performed The Gathering with Russell Stone, where we went to. It's similar to that kind of thing.
Yeah, that was really nice, and sort of.
Yeah,
up close and personal.
The audience look like going to be very close to you when you're on the stage. Well, you could be down there, aren't you?
It's a good chance to see a sort of proper concert, because we do occasional pub gigs, and it's not the same. You know, we'll have a really nice sound, and we'll be doing a lot of our own arty sort of material. You know, the sort of thing that you haven't actually been playing.
I'll tell you what, select
some
a track
arty
for us. Because we're often playing the first track, we play that quite a bit. Obviously, we played Lady in the North, so you choose one. We could play Erin Shaw.
Well, that's just Annie on the whistle. I mean, that's only like less than a minute. It's not really
50 seconds, folks.
Yeah,
I mean, we've got
a bit of
okay, I'll play a little bit of that. And should we feed into Forgiven, Not Forgotten then as well? Okay. Tracks back to back. I don't know why I said it like that. I just felt it. Okay. Erin Shaw and Forgiven Not Forgotten back to back on OWR One World Radio. The perfect remedy. Don't forget, 23rd of this month, we will be having our chart show. And also, OWR has been selected as the radio station for the UK. As for the awards, the World Awards for the New Age World Ambient, blah, 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 onwards and onwards. And we've made our selections. Have we not, Chrissy?
We have indeed. And some were very easy and some were very, very, very difficult.
Well, we will be revealing who we voted for on the 23rd. It stops on the 8th, and then on the 23rd we can let you know. So all those interested, get in there, listen to that, and then you'll find out all the information and also the new chart as well. I'm not going to tell you what's happened in it, but what I will tell you is there are three new entrants in this month's chart, and a couple of people who we know personally are starting to sail.
They are. They're flying up that chart.
And someone
aren't they?
Actually was in there a minute ago, is in the top five.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell him where he's in the top
five. No.
Just in case he's listening on his Android. Why he won't command the data stuck in his ear, I don't know, but never mind. Right, back to Kindred Spirit, who are in the studio with us this evening. Well, three of the five. Elaine's just had a nice back massage, which looked kind of dodgy a minute ago when I walked into the room. A bit better now.
Just emerged from the pool and had my massage. Just drying off now.
I bet you're glad you only wore that bikini, no?
Exactly. See, I knew. I had it planned.
Could have wore a jester's outfit, like.
It's getting a bit hot in here, all this lycra, actually.
Really, wasn't it?
No, I wouldn't. The thing is, if I had the massage, it'd be really deafening with all the bells and everything. But I'll proceed no further. Yeah.
Okay.
We should tell them, when the crown.
Yeah, let's do that. Saturday the
February the 25th.
Cranley Arts Centre, and that's the One High Street, Cranley, Surrey, GU6 8AS. For all those with sat navs, funny story about that, but I won't go there. Box office number is 01483 278,000. 01483 278,000. Ticket price is 12 quid. Although if you do get your tickets in advance, you get it for £10, and that takes you in your concessions as well. And get there early because the show will start at 8 p.m. I take it that will be with Andrew Prince, yeah?
Yeah. A sort of half an hour Chapman Stick spectacular.
It's looking. I'm telling you what. Have we checked our diary? Because I'm tempted.
I would love to come. We'll have to check our diaries.
We went to see Blackmore's Night, didn't we?
We did.
We were promoting them last year. And it was a fantastic evening. It really was superb. So we're very, very tempted. We had a good time. There's some great sort of folks to play there as well. So.
We felt a bit left out though when we went, because everybody was dressed up except us when we went to see Blackmore's Night.
Yeah, well, you have to wear a jester's outfit or something.
Yeah.
Well, I have to wash it first, obviously, but yes. Yeah, unlike me, we bulge in all different places, so I guess, anyway, but it is lycra. So.
Lycra does stretch, yes, in the right places, usually.
It can be very forgiving as a material. It's a very visual medium, radio, luckily. Anyway. has anyone got a lovely, interesting question about?
No, we're just listening to you. You carry on.
Songs.
Yeah. Well, I have actually got some questions, because I do a show which features female musicians only called Goddess of Mercy, and that show looks at the stories behind the music. So, what inspired a piece of music to be written? So, as I hear that you write quite a bit of your music. What inspires you?
In my mind, I'm just thinking, oh God, what am I going to say? Well, it's all different things. If I look at that, what you've got on the screen there, for instance, Metamorphosis, which is the title track of that album, which cunningly leads me into plugging the album. Yes, it is a bit of a strange song. You have to sort of imagine. I imagine it in my mind like a sort of... a vivid set of images, almost a cartoon, I suppose. And if you can imagine, you're standing on the earth and you can see this great big dust cloud coming, and then you see this enormous, horrible creature, and it's coming towards you really rapidly, and you're thinking, oh dear. And then you get sucked into it. And it's a sort of metaphorical creature that's made up of humanity's horrible side.
It's gunk.
The greed, and it's all.
Oh, so it's made up of bankers.
It's made up, yes, probably.
I did say bankers.
I was going to say, was that bankers you
Although
said?
Although, of course, the two actually relate quite nicely to
they
each other.
They do,
and it's raping the earth as they do.
That's bankers.
And you're sort of sitting inside, and then you realise that, you're not like them, and you think you can change things, and you find other people like yourself, and it sort of metamorphoses this horrible creature into this wonderful sort of spiritual butterfly, and it takes off and heals the earth.
Wow
That's what the song's about.
I think we should listen to that track.
Oh,
yeah,
I'll show you my picture as well.
Okay, fair enough. title track from the album, Metamorphosis, and I've just been looking at the album cover. And I can really, really see your point there, Elaine.
What was the point?
What is the point?
To quote Sammy Hagar, there's a hole in the world and it's sucking everyone's blood from them. Actually, it looks rather demonic, doesn't it, with all the little veins poking across the planet's surface there. Actually looks like something off of Star Trek.
It does.
You
know,
do you remember when you was on Voyager and you were trying to get home?
Yeah.
And that plant eater thing he was luring. Yeah.
That horrible thing.
Yeah, and it made him think that they were going back to Earth.
Yeah, and they weren't.
It's just like that.
It does, yeah. That's really scary.
Yeah, and she actually saved the ship.
Yeah.
Brilliant job. Yeah, I just sat there.
That's awesome.
I just sat there as Q and watched.
Have you seen Galaxy Quest? My husband will be cringing now.
Is he listening? He's listening. He's
supposed to be talking about these.
Hello, Clive.
Yes. Yeah, Clive's on chat.
The comedy one.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, they actually met aliens, didn't they?
Yeah. It's just like whenever anyone comes around to our house and they're sort of staying for any length of time, I'm always saying, "Oh, do you want to watch Galaxy Quest? Because it's such a good film."
Live long and prosper.
Can you do that?
You can. There you go. Yes, you can.
I haven't done it for ages.
Vulcan hand signals going everywhere.
Have you seen The Fringe?
Have I seen
The Fringe?
No.
Yeah, I used to watch that. I haven't watched it for ages.
We got the whole. Trying to mime meld. Oh, we have plenty of Star Trek out, Star Trek moments on the American
TV. Yeah, there's always a Star Trek moment nearly every night.
Back to this.
Yes.
Is that track going to be played live at that gig?
Yeah.
Do you have like a track listing that's in your mind now? Or how quick beforehand do you actually do it?
Oh, I try to do it some way ahead so that I can warn the rest of the band what they'll be focusing on, and also what we're going to be looking at when we rehearse and things like that.
You're looking rather disturbed.
I need to know which sticks to bring, don't I? So you have to tell me in advance.
Yeah. And Mike likes to know, have some warning what we're
going to do. So he can practice.
You know, a really special concert like this one's going to be.
You've got some others there, haven't you? I know you don't want to confuse people too much with a list.
We've got another important concert coming up in April in Wargrave. It's in a village hall called Woodcliffe Hall, and it's in aid of Operation Hernia. I don't know if you've heard of that. The lady that's running it, Barbara, she had a really serious hernia, and I think it was virtually untreatable, you know, that she's had it sort of thing, but they managed to find some surgeon in another country, and she got patched up, and she's now giving something back by working for them, and she's organized this concert it's amazing because they have people overseas, and they're all these volunteer doctors and that, and they're treating people for these hernias, and it's such a devastating problem.
When's that concert?
That's on the 21st of April, which is a Saturday, and it's £13. The best thing to do is to look on our website.
Do you want to give details to that?
Yeah, it's basically my name, so that's Elaine Samuels, so it's www.elainesamuels.co.uk.
And all details and such all to be. I tried to find you on Facebook, but I found your account, but
there's several bits of me on Facebook.
There's all sorts over there. hang on. Hold on. There's several bits of you on there.
I've got more than one.
Your husband's listening to this.
Well, he knows all my bits.
There's someone next to you just going bright red.
Oh, no, I'm bringing out the red card in a minute, I tell you.
What were we saying?
You're sitting there in a bikini talking about your bits. I mean, my goodness. Facebook, actually.
So why didn't you find any of my bits on Facebook?
Well, I went to find your group on Facebook, but apparently they're archiving it, so...
I think the trouble is, if I try to set things up as kindred spirit, there's so many other...
Yeah, there is.
...spirits. I often find I can't use that name. So I sometimes use my own name and then try to make it obvious once you get into it, that I, you know, have a band called Kindred Spirit.
While we're talking about Facebook, if you want to join us on Friends of OWR, just go on Facebook and join that. We'll let you in onto that one as well. Then you can ask questions. These are V that medium, or you can give Chrissy some messages on our chat room on the front of our website as well. Yeah. You've got something here, Chrissy?
No, I'm just going to see what was on the Friends of OWR, because there had been a new posting, but it was just Tuthlian promoting her show tonight. The only people that are actually left in the chat room at the moment is Steve, myself, and your husband.
Oh. Everyone else
is there. So, and we're too busy talking to talk to him, so I'm sorry, Clive, but we know you're there, so we'll give you a wave.
But maybe it's a good idea that we haven't got one. Especially what we were doing earlier during that. What was that song? During the Forgiven Not Forgotten.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah, gone back. Well, I suppose we could reprise that by playing a piece more music and get no.